We continue our scripture reading in the Gospel of Mark. Today we come to verse 53 of chapter 14. We'll go to the end of the chapter at verse 72. Now here we have really a horrific scene in so many ways. Here we have the gathering of the scribes and the priests of Israel, the Sanhedrin, the whole council, and they are to receive the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, the very Son of God, as he has come to them. And instead of rejoicing and worshiping and looking to God in faith in such corruption, they refuse him. We think of just the biblical testimonies, the way he's fulfilled the prophecies, the signs and wonders. But probably greater than that was the presence of the majesty of his person. It is the Lord, and so corrupt are they that they revile him. It's actually a travesty of justice as well. So many things are violated here. Not only are they themselves arranging false witnesses, fulfilling, by the way, the prophecy of Psalm 27:12, but they're violating all their rules and their supposed justice. The courts were not held at nighttime when no one could see it. The witnesses were not acceptable. All the procedures are being violated. Now, here's the thing that Christians will say. Christians will say, well, this is not fair. We deal with this today as the mounting opposition to Christianity grows in our culture. Just this week, we had the terrible tragedy of the shootings in Orlando, and of course, we grieve with the families of those people. But many in the press and even in the government, their conclusion, when a Muslim jihadist, self-proclaimed ISIS supporter, commits murder, is that it's more or less evangelicals, Christians' fault, and they will accuse, ultimately, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christians will go, well, that's not fair. Well, see here that what Jesus says is true. The world hated me. The world will hate you. It will be unjust. It will engage in false testimony to condemn you. Now, the passage concludes with Peter. He's there. He's watching this happen. And now it turns to him. Aren't you one of his followers? And Peter denies the Lord three times. He does so because he's relying on the flesh. He'd been boasting earlier. Peter had not prepared by means of prayer. He was not looking to the grace of God. He had not consecrated himself to die, if need be, for his faith. And so he fell so easily. Well, it shows you how ready you and I must be to stand in our faith against whatever opposition, whatever unfairness, whatever reviling. You know it's going to happen. The world will hate us. Psalm 2, the kings of the world are conspiring against the Messiah. And many Christians think, well, if we accommodate them enough, they won't hate us. If we apologize for biblical morality, then they'll think that we're with them. It won't work. We must either take a stand with Jesus at his cross, being prepared, yes, even to die for our faith, as so many of our courageous brothers and sisters are doing around the world, or we must renounce him. Well, thank God for the grace of Christ that we will see will restore Peter after he falls. Let us learn the lesson that we will stand prayerfully by the grace of Christ. Let us do so against all reviling and opposition. Well, with these remarks, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 53 of Mark 14. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all of the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' Yet even about this, their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, 'Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?' But he remained silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, 'Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?' And Jesus said, 'I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest tore his garments and said, what further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, prophesy. And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, you also were with the Nazarene, Jesus. But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you mean. And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, this man is one of them. But again he denied it, and after a little while the bystanders again said to Peter, certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And immediately the rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.